CBA Mobile.
Flex Mobile here.
Good afternoon, the name is David, and I'm just headed to the tennis courts.
And here's Mike. We've talked before, but not often enough. I was wondering if you're going to go play tennis in 95-degree weather. That's just plain nuts.
My game doesn't start until 6, so hopefully... I was looking at the forecast. Channel 4, just before I left, and Sunday is going to be 20 degrees cooler than it was last Sunday. Isn't that something?
Welcome to spring. It goes from spring to summer back to spring. Unfortunately, along with that 20-degree difference, probably is rain or some kind of magnificent storm.
System that's coming through, but he said it was weak. He said we might get some rain, but you know, it won't be substantial. And so, you know, evidently it's not going to be a big deal. The wind's going to be blowing in off the coast, kind of whipping around. And then it curves back around south. It's kind of weird. You'd have to see it on the weather map, I guess, for it to make any sense. And that the water temperature is about 70. He said, so that's why our temperatures would be dropping, because it'll be bringing the cooler air from the ocean.
Not going to be too bad, I guess. I just heard the weather is changing. I figured it was going to be storms. Yeah, I just talked to my manager. He's down on at Hilton Head, and he said it's nice down there. 80 degrees.
Down to Isle of Palms and stayed at the Wild Dunes, and they have a pretty nice little tennis place there. I took a tennis clinic one day, one morning, because, you know, I don't know anybody down there to play with, so, and it was a lot of fun, and it rained the next 2 days, but, you know, that, when it rains, that's when you go shopping, or you just sit around and watch TV and relax, so, I mean, heck, that's what vacations are for.
Zig and zag to get into my new lane here on 85, otherwise known as parking lot.
Sympathy if you're on 85. It's, you know, you just never know what you're going to run into. Sometimes it's open, and sometimes it's not. And I guess with the six lanes, and you got that middle lane, is, I imagine a lot of the wrecks happen because two people are trying to change lanes at the same time. They're headed for the middle lane from the outside and the inside at the same time, and they wind up hitting each other. Anyway, I tell you, we saw a pretty bad rear-ender on Wade Hampton going to supper. We took an early supper, and it's right there before you get the 357 on Wade Hampton, and I couldn't tell what kind of vehicle it was. It looked like about the size of a PT Cruiser, but it wasn't a PT Cruiser. But anyway, he must have been flying, because he rear-ended this car. I mean, he flattened that thing, the back end all the way up to the glass.
PT Bruiser now.
that thing won't be, I don't think it'll be back on the road. Well, you know, I just, I know I'm probably not the best driver in the world. I get impatient behind the wheel more than I do anywhere else. But I try to hold myself back sometimes. Because, you know, I don't want to get crazy in this Mustang and draw attention to myself.
I'm just driving 85 from Spartanburg County back to Greenville, so no big deal. Just work to home. And luckily, I get off at 14, so even if it backs up like it is now, I can usually get in the right lane and just cruise on along and get over in the exit lane, and I'm mostly home.
Get through that, that two-lane construction area in Spartanburg County on 85.
The office is off of the far end of Business 85, so really it's not that bad. I like to joke and say that it's a 24 minute and 32 and a half second commute.
So how long have you been ham radio?
This is my original call, and I got it in San Francisco when I was growing up there in high school. Got my first ticket in 1979.
Hey, you got me beat. I got my ticket in 82. And this is my original call.
I got interested in the ham radio from an electronics teacher. And studied and came in as a tech, went down to the FCC office in downtown San Francisco, took the novice exam, and then the tech or the general exam, and passed my five words a minute, came in as a tech.
I worked up to what they call a tech plus back then, and then they, when they redid, the FCC redid all the rules, or all the classes, you know, they did away with advanced, and I mean, of course, if you have an advanced ticket, you still have it. They just don't issue them anymore, and so you go from general to extra. And but anyway, if you have passed the Tech Plus written exam before a certain date, you grandfathered into a general class, and I did, so I just automatically became a general, and all I had to do is just fill out some paperwork and pay $6, and now I'm a general.
6 CLX righty. Yeah, the I stayed at tech until the 90s. Was it the 90s? Yeah, it was the 90s, mid 90s. And then I moved up to general. What did I do to get the general? Oh, I took the 13 word a minute. That's what I did. And then I went back and tested and passed the extra. Written, so it became advanced, and I'm going to let this drop. This radio short. So then I stayed advanced until last year when I went and retook the extra, and now I'm an extra.
Congratulations. I went to the class last year, and January a year ago, and I was very faithful to the class, and going every week and all that, but I'll be honest with you, some of that stuff just didn't quite Let me just say I just had a hard time understanding it. And I never could score. I scored in the mid-high 50s on a test, on the sample test that they would give that you could take online, which were exactly like the ones you would get at the test center. And there's a pool of, I think it's like 22, 24 different ones, so you don't know which one you're going to get. And there's 788 questions, I believe, so it's not like you can sit down and memorize the answer. So I've got the new book, and I've got the link to... Gary's website, but I still haven't gotten through it.
And I took it right to the bitter end, right before the question pool changed. And my brother-in-law told me to try out Hamtest Online. So I paid for that, subscription of that for a year, 6 months, I guess it was. And that Hamtest Online, you know, even though I knew the material, that thing would just go through and through and through. It really helps. I really highly recommend that thing.
What are you saying? I'm not understanding what you're saying. I don't think I've heard of that website.
It's just spelled, it's a website spelled out, no spaces, Ham Test Online. And it just keeps spitting the question pool at you. You can take simulated exams, or you can tell it to only give you an exam on your weak points. But it's almost route memorization that goes through that stuff so much that by the time you see the question, you know the answer.
If I can see the correct answer enough after the question, you know, they say it'll just jump out at you when you finally take the test. So, all right, so it's, give it to me one more time, Ham. Gosh, I forgot what you said. I'm going to have to write this down. All right, so give it to me one more time. I'm parking here at the sports club.
Words, Ham Test Online, and it's all run together.
Well, I appreciate that. I might give that a try. That's encouraging. Ham Test Online. I also listened to the Dave Kassler, or watched the Dave Kassler videos as well, because he kind of gives a little different spin and information than you get from the class. And in fact, Gary was the one that you know, encouraged us to watch those videos. But anyway, hopefully I'll get there one day. I won't have to look down at my sheet of paper and make sure I haven't tuned out of my range.
I understand that. And now I'm underneath the power line, so it's probably got a little noise on me. Yeah, that's a good website. It tells you your percentile in the group of people taking the test, and you can try to beat your score. Oh, man, all I know is I took that test, and I missed one question in the actual exam, so I was happy with it.
Can't beat that. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here and get warmed up real quick, and... my knees are bothering me just a little bit, especially my left one, so I try to warm them up before I start playing, and it helps a lot. So I'll say 73s, and I hope to talk to you again soon. You be careful out there on the road. Stick around for your final KB4CBA.
N6CLX, have a good time. Warm them up, and I'm a mile from the house. N6CLX, I'll be clear and monitoring.
ZLX, this this is KO4HKX. You still there, Mike?
N6CLX.
Hey, I heard you about a mile from the house, so you're probably doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm about as happy as I can get until I get a beer in my hand.
Wade Hampton, I'm starting to trip north.
Pulled out of tools, you got an empty trailer.
Sir, not yet, but I did have a pretty good day so far.
Yeah, I did too. I got some orders. I had to get some orders entered and some stuff on order from Germany. Still never enough, but at least we're getting stuff. It's getting things in and getting interest.
Tough, is it?
Because I just worked there, man. The boss, different story.
Worked at the Chevy dealership up there. We used to have a meeting every Monday morning, and we always nicknamed it the Never Enough Meeting, because no matter what we've done, if we beat records from last month, last week, still wasn't enough.
Thanks to that, been in sales 40 years. Never enough. And the only thing I know is if I were to be in business for myself like you, I'd have the worst boss I'd ever had.
A little pushy and bossy sometimes, too. Seems light out here today.
We're all on 85 with me. It was a little heavier than usual. But I'm going to give you time to say bye, because I'm just about pulling in. I got to put this in spinach. So, Patrick, talk to you later, man. Yeah, good one. N6CLX, I'll be there in your phone.
Good evening. Pleasure talking to you. Just wanted to say hello. I'd talk to you in a day or two. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear and monitoring.